Boom, 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 boom.
I was just gonna sing the
what?
New Year's song, but I don't couldn't remember.
All the ramparts we have got, we will play them too. For
the
something we... Oh, goddamn it! For all the movies we have watched, next year we'll write the song. The odd... Movie
long, long,
song.
Long, long, long.
Oh, wait till late December, dude. Anyways, if I did do it. Anyways, welcome to the month of movies for 2017.
The year of movies podcast.
Year of movies. It'd be the worst to just one episode a year.
Well, this is kind of what it is.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like a description. It's just a quick recap.
Yeah, for people that are just jumping in on this one, I guess, if you want to, I'm Scott.
I'm Jason.
And
I watched 24 movies that I should have seen by 2017.
And I watched 100 movies of movies that I owned that I haven't watched since I bought them. Cut a lot of movies down out of my to-watch list.
You probably sold and deleted or threw them away or something.
I haven't sold any of these yet, but boy, am I ready to.
You won't make shit from them, though.
I know. If they're that bad. Well, one of them, though, that box set is like $30-$40
used.
Yeah, you
can sell it for that.
That's what I try selling it for, because they're like $60.
Yeah.
Or buy, whatever. Anyways, so. What we're going to do is, like I said, I have 100 movies, and Jason has 24.
like a fourth of what you have.
Yeah. What we usually do is we rank them from worst to best of all the movies we watched this year that we had to try to watch.
Yeah, my lowest is a 4, so you go.
I was going to say the nice thing is I was at 99, and I was like, shit. I mean, I didn't make 100. I didn't make it to 100.
I forgot
that I had watched a movie. I'm like, that was a movie.
Yeah.
So I slid it in there.
All right. So what's your lowest ranked movie of 2017 of your list?
Boy, I have a couple. Yeah. Starting at 2 out of 10, the movies I have are Haunted from Within. God damn it, that was so bad. And then Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College. At 2.5, the movies I had was Hold Your Breath, which some of these I don't even remember what that was.
I don't either.
But it couldn't have been good. That was the fucking Cemetery one. That was this year. Holy shit.
I know. Some of these, I'm like, holy shit, watch that?
That was the fifth movie I watched. All right. Two and a half. Hold Your Breath. Chud 2, Bud the Chud. And Class of 1999. For 3 out of 10, I saw Bay Coven, as in Bay Coven.
Coven.
It's Coven. It's pronounced Coven.
Yeah, but you can say Coven and then people know what you're talking
about. The Unholy and Tales from the Crypt presents Bordello of Blood. At 3.5, I have Argento's Dracula, Autopsy, Midnight's Child, and Daughter of Darkness. And then at 4 out of 10, I got America's Most Haunted.
That's it?
Yeah.
I have Top Gun, which I watched in April. I'm going to do that because I have a short list. I'm just going to say what month I watched it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Top Gun I watched in April, so you can listen to that podcast.
4.5, I saw The Terror and Perkins's 14.
And I saw Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, which was in May.
All right, for 5, I have quite a few 5s. Gamer, Slaughter, Dying Breed, Slaughter High. That's funny. Jaws 3. Pumpkinhead 2, Blood Wings, Tomie, Another Face, Tomie, Rebirth, Wishmaster, and Cell.
And I saw Sleepless in Seattle, which I watched in August. Don't worry, as we get higher, they get more.
5.5 out of 10, Paranormal Activity 4, House, Jeepers Creepers 2, Laser Team, Tomie, Hearts in Atlantis, Wishmaster 2, Evil Never Dies, and Vantage Point.
So at 5.5, I have Field of Dreams, which I watched in September. Usual Suspects, which I watched in February. Braveheart, which I also watched in February. And Dead Poets Society, which I watched in June.
6 out of 10. Tales from the Crypt presents Demon Knight, Big Driver, In Their Skin, Waxwork, Pet Sematary 2, Jaws the Revenge, Psycho 3, Psycho 4 the Beginning, Tomie Replay, and Resident Evil Retribution.
So for my 6.0, I have Hocus Pocus, which I watched in October, Dark Crystal, which I watched in September, and Castaway, which I watched in July.
I just realized all the random Tomie movies and Resident Evil movies don't have numbers, so I have no idea what fucking ones they are.
That's all right.
All right.
Some of my Star Forces.
6.5, Alien vs. Predator Requiem, Dirty 30, The Thing from Another World, Lawnmower Man, Voices, From Within, Cat's Eyes, Creepshow 2, Chud, Riding the Bullet, Kite.
Turn the page.
Resident Evil Extinction, Resident Evil The Final Chapter.
So for my 6.5, I have Rocky, which I watched in December, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which I watched in July, and Jumanji, which I watched in January.
7 out of 10, yes. Christine, which is the first movie I watched of the year. Alien vs. Predator. Firestarter. Butterfly Effect 3 Revelations.
Wow.
Wow.
Some of these are pretty high.
Dreamcatcher. The Thing. Jeepers Creepers. Pet Sematary. Oh, I just realized The Thing was the
remake.
Sequel? The reboot prequel. Not John Carpenter's, because I watched that last year. Let's see, what was the thing? Jeepers Creepers, Pet Sematary, Monster House, Safety Last, Kiss Me Deadly, Tears of the Black Tiger, Resident Evil, Resident Evil Apocalypse, and Ultimate Avengers the Movie.
And for my 7.0, I have Misery, which I watched in May, and Rudy, which I watched in January.
7.5, The Wrong Guy. Holy shit, that was that year. That was this year, last year, whatever. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Is it 7.0?
7.5.
7.5,
yeah. Amazing Spider-Man 2. The Puffy Chair, Dead and Buried, The Woods, Dolores Claiborne, Dark Knight Rises, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, Stand By Me, Willow Creek, Training Day, Jaws 2, Pumpkinhead, Psycho 2, Paranormal Activity of the Ghost Dimension, Star Trek, Marley and Me, and Resident Evil Afterlife.
So for my 7.5, I have The Lost Boys, which I watched in March, Saving Private Ryan, which I watched in October, Footloose, which I watched in April, RoboCop, which I watched in June, and Roadhouse, which I watched in March.
8 out of 10, X-Men Apocalypse. I can't believe I rated that a high.
Some of these I'm pretty impressed on how high they are.
Don't Think Twice, The Broken, Creepshow, To Kill a Mockingbird, Mama, and Dirty Dancing.
My 8.0s are When Harry Met Sally, which I watched in August, It's a Wonderful Life, which I watched in November, and Reservoir Dogs, which I also watched in November.
And then, boy, 8.5 is that's the highest I have.
Me too.
Okay. These are some good movies. 12
Monkeys.
12 Angry Men, Akira, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, and Iron Giant.
I have one at 8.5, and it was A Few Good Men, which I watched in October.
Wow.
Yeah, so my best movie was Few Good Men on my list, and then the worst was Top Gun, which both are Tom Cruise movies.
But not Top Cruise.
Well, he's top for Few Good Men.
Yeah, my
I hit save.
My worst ones, again, were Haunted from Within and Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College. My best at two, those are already at two. And the best, obviously, you just heard, 12 Angry Men, Akira, Indiana Jones, Last Crusade, and Iron Giant were the best at 8.5.
And just because I want to, the worst movie I saw all year, I watched in October, and that was The Snowman with the 3.0.
That wasn't even the worst. I saw 12 movies worse than that.
Right. And then the best movie I saw all year is a four-way tie, which is Get Out. Oh, these are all 9.0. Get Out from September, Logan from March, Purge the election year in October, and Wonder Woman in June.
The best movie I watched all year that wasn't on my list, but just for fun, was Logan at 9 in March. And then the worst on my non-list ones was The Snowman with a 4. But I did do an average, just for funsies, of the movies on my list. The average score was a 6.16. So I averaged out just a shade over 6 out of 10 for all these movies. But I did have a lot of movie collections that had some really just... I bought it for like one or two movies in it, and the rest were just the filler, bullshit, garbage made-for-TV movies that no one watched, or lowest-budget bullshit things there were.
You can keep talking.
But I don't want to keep talking. I'm just kidding.
What about next year?
Next year. Oh, God, I was going to say something. Oh, and then for my non-list ones, just for fun, I did an average of that. Which is not wrong because I changed Shape of Water from a 7.5 to an 8. But still close. 6.79, which I'm sure is like now up to like a 6.8 or whatever. But it's sad that I have a better ratio of movies I don't own than the ones I do.
Yeah.
As a higher.
Well, that's probably because some of these we'll end up buying anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean, some of them.
So for next year.
Next year. Go ahead.
I'll go first. So I have a 3D TV.
All right.
And that's it.
That's it.
And I've been picking up a lot of 3D movies for the 3D TV because I feel like 3D is on its way out. So I'm trying to scoop up a bunch of 3D movies, either really cheap or ones I've really wanted. So for this year, I'm going to watch all my 3D movies that I bought that I haven't watched since I bought them. Which comes out to, I think, I don't remember how many.
30?
30, maybe?
I think you said 30.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
But then I also have one that you do want to see, so we might slide that in there. Not for you, but for me.
No, I only got like 19.
Well, I don't know
where I got 12 plus 7, that's why.
Oh, I don't know where I got my number from.
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah, I have 19 movies, which comes out to like 1.5 a month. So I'll watch those, and then I'll watch other movies that I happen to have and see. Because, I mean, yeah. Got to make sure those glasses are charged up before I watch them.
Oh, I want to watch 7.
Yeah, and then there's 12 is the rest. Gotcha. So I'm watching one each month that you don't want to see, and then in between we'll watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, the first year I did the...
Best movies.
The best movies of all time, according to a deck of cards. Then I did the worst movies of all time, according to deck of cards. Then I did the 60 scariest movies that I haven't seen yet.
Mm-hmm. Compiled from a bunch of
Compiled from a whole bunch of lists on Google. I went through like the first page and like took down all the movies, and that was I did that like 2 years ago. Then this past year, I did watched a bunch of movies that I own because I rarely watch them, and I wanted to pile through a bunch, and I sure did. Now, this year, I like horror movies, so I'm going to do the Scariest Movies Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of that issue is I went through... I just for fun, I went through that first... I typed Scariest Movies of All Times, whatever, and then I went through the first page of Google again, so all the results, and I compiled all the movies from those lists... And tossed it into an Excel spreadsheet with all of the other movies that I've already seen. And I'm keeping track of how many lists each movie has been on and stuff. And I've seen a lot of horror movies. I've seen a lot of the scary ones that, according to all these different websites like Upranker. What's it called? Upvote.
Reddit?
No.
That's the Upvote one.
No, there's one. There's a website that's like Ranker or something.
Oh.
Whatever. And like all these like just different like things and Stephen articles and also that like Stephen King's favorite horror movies and whatnot. So I put together a list. I took the any of them that was on more than one list and strained out the ones that I've already seen. So I have a whole bunch, and then a couple other ones that were only on like one list or so. I mean, all the horror movies that appear on numerous lists, I've almost seen all of them. So this is going to be hard for me because my friend Tony Mayer, hi, we mentioned your name, motherfucker.
Even in the recap.
Recap. He moved to
Milwaukee,
which if people don't listen to this from the area, it's about two and a half hours away, give or take. He took all
from
his
Green
movies.
Bay, where we are.
Yeah. He took all his movies away with him because he owns them and that's how ownership works. So I can't steal movies from him again like I did the first time.
You mean borrow?
I borrow.
You give them back. It's not stealing. Give them back.
And also, since they're less popular, the library doesn't have a lot of them. And my other friend Jacob, who I borrowed a lot of movies from him, he's selling his movie collection.
Because so it'll be interesting to see how many you find. Yeah.
So right now, I checked out like, I went through almost the whole list, and I found like five at the library. So, but my friend Eric, he has like 10 of them, and then I have a few of them. So I'm going to go through the 52 Scariest Movies Part 2, but I was trying to figure out the 52... because I'm like, oh, 52 is a nice number, but then I was like, I should watch this one, and I kind of whittled it down to 53, because when I did the 60 movies, I only saw 59 of them, so I just transferred that one that I didn't see over back onto that list, so that's the 53rd one.
There you go.
So, yeah, Scariest Movies Part 2.
And I'm doing 3D movies.
And then, yeah, so I'm excited again, because... I mean, even at the end of the first set, I bought, like, four of them because I couldn't find them anywhere. Actually, every year so far, I've had to buy movies because I couldn't find anyone that had them or whatever, which isn't bad when it was the best, but one of the worst movies that I had to watch, and I bought a couple of them. Fuck. Oh, boy.
As long as it's only a couple...
Yeah, I think the only one I really had to buy...
No, I'm just saying, like, for the horror ones.
Yeah.
You had to buy, like, 40 movies.
Or maybe, hopefully, like, the Spider Baby, maybe people will have it on the YouTubes, and I could just watch the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
Net neutrality.
Yeah, some might be on Hulu or Netflix, too.
Yeah,
so
I haven't checked Netflix yet.
I know some of those are on Netflix.
Yeah, one of them I know was, because that's how my friend Carrie watched it and some of that, so... Yeah, it'll be fun, interesting thing to happen. But hey, I mean, if you have any horror movies that you think are amazing, just in case, because I mean, I have a list I whittled it down from. You guys don't know what movies they are, so I might, if I run out of certain ones, I might just do a little swaparoo.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any horror movies you're like, this is awesome and you might not know about it, let me know. Email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com and let me know, like, here's an awesome scary movie I watched that you might not have heard of, or I mean, even if you just want to say what your favorite horror movies are, that might be fun because I like finding out what people's tastes in those are. Email me at stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Other than that, I guess we'll look forward to the new year.
Yeah, 2018.
What's up, Kat? You want to join us?
I should get rid of one of these movies so I watch AT.
Oh shit, yeah, 2018.
Watching 19 movies in 2018.
But if you watch mine, there'll be 20, and then you take one away, and it'll be 2018. You average it, and then 19 movies. I don't know what. Math?
See ya!
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.